Monica Lozano is a photographer from the El Paso-Juarez border. Her work speaks about human condition in poignant places in difficult times. I thought it'd be nice to check in with her as we're all staying in these days to see what she's up to and where she wants to go. Monica, welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, Marina. How are you?
I'm good. I just, was wondering, I thought, I got to check in with some of our creative community because I feel like if it's ever a time to get creative, it's now, right? I mean, you were saying that you've never had a calendar that's so empty.
Right. In 15 years, my calendar has never looked like today. And for the months coming, because we don't know when everything is going to be back to normal, which honestly, I wish normal doesn't come back. And
right.
We are able to really transform with this time and do something about how we interact, in our lives with nature, with the world.
No, you're right. I mean, in this odd way, it's an opportunity, right? To kind of recalibrate.
Right. Definitely it is for everybody, I think. For the ones who, like me, are, I have to say the word, stuck with your kid, 3-year-old and 6-year-old at home. And for now, you cannot go out to the parks even. It's a challenge, definitely, a daily challenge.
So you're one of these people that when things get tough, you're generally out there with it. I mean, the whole migrant situation, you were there when Isabel, and we can talk about that whole thing in Juarez. You were definitely there. And then, I mean, there's all these other beautiful things that have happened. I know you were photographing for Border Tuner, for example, which was a beautiful event. But
Oxnard Walls, yes.
Yes. So do you have this weird feeling of wanting to go out, or is this just different?
You know that I was thinking about this whole situation, and right now I am taking advantage of this time, definitely, and thinking about what direction do I want to go? What do I want to do with my life? I am very interested in teaching. So this right now is the perfect time to do it. And I just need to be strong and take the chance to, because I am a behind the scenes person. I don't like to be in front of the camera. So I just need to get rid of that and start teaching online for now, which I am, by the way, going to start teaching advanced photography and photo basics starting next week, and I will tell you all about it in a little.
Yes, no, tell us about it, because I mean, you got to figure out what you're going to do, right? I mean, photography is your medium. Generally, you'd be either doing studio sessions or out there finding something. And now it's like, well, got to figure out how to teach online.
and I'm very excited about it. I actually, before this quarantine, I started to teach in person, in groups, basics of photography. I was very excited to share because I feel in our region, we are lacking a lot of this type of talks with artists that share their process. And I've had the fortune to learn so much from very good professors during 15 years of my career. So I definitely want to share with my colleagues and with students the things that I've learned. I want to share that. So I'm beginning my advanced class next Tuesday, April 14th. I do have to do the classes at night when my kids are asleep. So
right.
I'm gonna do them at 8:30 p.m. El Paso time. So you can bring your wine, your beer, and relax, and we'll talk about photography for an hour. And then I'll have the basics class on Fridays at 8:30 as well. All of this will be via Zoom. And I have all of the links on my Instagram, which is at Monica Lozano. So that is the way that I'm finding right now to occupy myself and to share what I've learned. And I'm very happy to do that. Also, another thing that I want to do is prints of my work that I have. Honestly, it is very hard to find the time to do the prints.
Of course.
And also, there's a lot of people interested that have asked me about prints of my works.
Yeah, right here, I'm one of them.
Of course. Yeah, no, definitely. Thank you so much.
So do you have a dark room at home or what are you going to do?
I don't. I have inkjet printer.
Okay.
Which works for archival pigmented prints. And I do, it's kind of a fine art photography. And I'm going to do printing, and I'm looking for other printers as well to start doing fine art printing and start moving my work.
That is so cool. So, okay, if I know your Instagram has the links, but is any of the stuff on your website as well? Or
I will put it on my website. It's under monicalozano.com.
Okay.
I'm also on Facebook under Monica Lozano Photographer. I'll be sharing the Zoom links where I will be doing the classes. Actually, yesterday I shared a free online class where I spoke about my career. And so the classes now, the courses are starting next week, and those will be $12 this session. So you don't need to take all of the sessions, or you just can take as many as you like. If you feel you're good, then that's good.
You're good to go. It's so cool. And you know, I think people are also looking for a way to express themselves, or like this is the perfect opportunity to learn something that you've always wanted to learn. And I mean, why not take advantage of this time? I know your thing is photography, but have you learned anything else? Are you doing other things that you never thought you'd be doing during this time?
Well, I really want to do ceramics, but I don't have the equipment. Hopefully when this is over, I can go to some ceramic classes and start doing that. For now, just starting to cope with this new normality and with teaching a homeschooling, which is for me is also...
Oh, that's right. So tell us about that. I mean, how is it for you? How is it for your kids? I mean, how's it going over there?
The three-year-old is, you know, a constant party all day long. He's like, I'm happy with my parents all day, you know, my servants all day here. And the six-year-old is missing his friends so much because he's such a social boy. His friends are, you know, so important for him. And he used to be in school half day with sharing with his friends. So all of a sudden he doesn't have that. So we've been doing dance parties as well with his friends. And, you know, the moms just send me links to the music they want to hear. And we've done two dance parties.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, I also share an invite via Facebook. If anybody has six-year-olds, I mean, I am also doing the dance parties for them.
I love it. Six-year-old dance parties and photography classes, because why not, right?
Why not? Exactly. You need to do it.
So when this is all over, what do you think? I mean, you talked about picking up ceramics, but has it helped you think about what you want to do career-wise or with your art? Or what your next move is?
Yes, I want to do a book of my work. I want to do a book. So I've been thinking also about that and doing some curating. Also, it is the perfect time to apply for grants and take the time. You spoke about that before as well, right?
Yes. It's
time for artists to get into contests. There's so many free contests for, you know, for exhibitions and for publications. So that right now is the time to do it.
And just really focus on it. I mean, you're pretty active and you're out there and, you know, you're always doing things, but you're right. Something like those grant applications or really taking those competitions and all of that seriously requires a lot of time.
It does, so much time. And I'm usually doing those at 2 a.m., you know, with no brain working anymore. So that has not changed because right now I'm more with the kids than ever. But I do have, I mean, it's a very introvert.
Yeah, like introspective maybe? Like
perspective, exactly.
Yeah.
Perspective time right now. So I want to work with the book. Before all of this happened, I was speaking to my husband, Samuel Rodriguez, who is a writer. And we were planning opening a kind of consulting space for artists here in El Paso and be able to give the time to artists who are creating a work of art. So we don't have a space here. I usually, when I want to have a one-on-one session with a professor, I usually contact somebody that I've worked with in Europe or in New York or somewhere outside of El Paso. We need it here locally to be able to have a space for artists where if you're creating a work of art, you can have a space where you can talk about your process and your work, because only when you talk about it is when all of the answers come and then you know what is the next step. So we were talking about opening this type of place for artists. So we are definitely working towards that. And the beginning of it is these classes that we're starting. He's teaching contemporary art, philosophy and art, and I am teaching photography, ideas and process and critique and all of this. So it's very rich, you know, what is cooking right now.
I love it. I love it. So we get to kind of be a part of your experiment as you kind of figure out how to turn it into whatever this thing is, which I think is so cool that you guys are actively thinking about others and helping others express themselves creatively as well.
How to share. Yes, definitely. We've had the fortune to, again, speak and learn from amazing teachers. And there are so many amazing artists in the area.
Well, I look forward to learning from you. Thank you for offering your classes. Today, my guest has been photographer Monica Lozano. She's going to be teaching some courses that we're all invited to do. They're going to be on your Instagram. Is that correct?
Correct.
At Monica Lozano. So take a look there and sign up for whichever class you want to sign up for.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Monica. I appreciate this time with you.
Thank you.